Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. Very excited to welcome Music Record Shop on sponsoring this episode. Music Record Shop is a premier record store featuring the largest selection of new vinyl in the St. Louis area, as well as new cassettes, CDs, and used vinyl. They offer hard-to-find titles from your favorite local St. Louis acts, as well as world-renowned bands. Official store hours are Tuesday through Thursday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. or later. Located in the heart of the Grove at 4191 Manchester Avenue, right in between the demo and the ready room. Find them online at musicrecordshop.com, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tell them the Rock Paper Podcast sent you. Are you and your friends trying to figure out what to do tonight? Hit up do314.com, the best place to find out about all the concerts and comedy shows and art openings and other cool stuff going on around St. Louis every night of the week. They're also giving away tickets to shows and festivals all the time. Go follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at do314. Take it from me, I'm always trying to find shows, and this is where I go, do314.com.
Guys, this is Ryan.
This is Jason.
This is Andrew.
My name is Mike.
And you're listening to
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, hanging out on this beautiful summer day in St. Louis with Ryan Dalton and a bunch of friends. You guys all want to say hi and introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Jason Melton from Chicago.
I'm Andrew Mihalovich, and I'm Ryan's roommate.
My name is Mike Kanish. I'm also from Chicago.
Welcome to St. Louis, guys. So you guys are in town doing a show tonight?
We did one last night.
Oh, last night.
Yeah. Jason and I, we're touring right now. Our show called Cocaine Murder Jam.
Well, sounds pretty badass.
It is badass.
I mean, you had me at cocaine.
But then
stop with that.
You lost me, brother. I'm in jam, I'm all right with it. I can make
But yeah, I was gonna ask, like, you know, you guys had any road stories and stuff like that? Any crazy mics or any of that kind of stuff?
We stopped at CBS earlier, and there was, like, a real nice lady.
Yeah, she made fun of us for not knowing what schnooks was.
Yeah. I think we walked out of the parking lot, and I told Mike, man, I should have been like, what the schnook are you talking about? and then Mike was like, that's not funny.
Yeah, well, we workshopped it and explored, like, how well it would not have gone. Because they live with that. You guys live with the schnooks.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but you know how people, like, if, like, people from out of town, they're like, they assume you have to know everything about where you're going, and, like, we don't realize that sometimes there's more out there than just St. Louis or the Midwest or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know, but yeah, people just no. I think a lot of people don't realize that schnooks is only it's a regional thing.
Is it just like around here?
Yeah,
just in St. Louis. I think they have one in like Columbia now, where like this.
Yeah,
okay. It is, but
back where I'm from, we have a grocery store called Ultra. It's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Ultra?
Ultra.
It sounds so robotic. Like, you walk in, and you're like,
I'm thinking Avengers Age of Ultra.
Shout out to Ultra.
Yeah. I love Ultra, man. That's where I grew up.
I remember going to Schnooks when we were kids, and I went there recently, and people have told me, like, that there's free cookies for kids.
I don't know that that's true, but we used to take the cookies all the time when we were kids, and we'd like go in and we'd just grab a cookie.
You
and
don't know
eat.
If they were actually free cookies. just stealing.
They probably weren't free for kids.
Well, that's what I'm like. So that's what I was wondering, like, because somebody told me that recently. That I'm like, you know, were they? Is it just like a like an urban myth thing that's like become now, like where Schnucks has free cookies for kids because so many kids stole them for so long that like everybody's yeah they're just free, you know? Or is it like really for free and you know and I was not stealing the whole time? So
that sounds like the Tootsie Pop thing, like the, if you get the Indian shooting a star and you get to like,
yeah
you get oh, yeah you send it in you get for free yeah. get free one.
Free something what is it what do you get for free though what was the
usually free another free.
Get one free Tootsie Pop. That's not even worth the postage. Congratulations.
I think there were a lot of different prizes in like the mythos of it. Like you get like some said you get to like run the company or Willy really Wonka or something.
I just saw like a real sad Tootsie CEO just at his desk, like, when are these kids gonna come through? How can I make it any easier?
Well, Ryan, you got any crazy Mike stories or anything besides Schnucks?
I have a guy in an open mic we do, which is a great open mic called Dano's. But
what night of the week is it?
It's on Monday. It's on Monday nights at starts at like 10:30 usually. Dano's.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
It rarely does. but it there's a guy there who hates me because he thinks I made fun of Vietnam vets, which I didn't. I only made fun of World War II vets.
That's fair.
So yeah, and he doesn't know it's me, but he'll always like come up and ask me like. Like, I'm going to find that guy who told that Vietnam joke. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, man, find him someday. I'm trying to find him, too.
I'm looking, too. I'll let you know. We'll just
get back together on that. So, yeah. He's calmed down about it now, though.
You guys all remember your first comedy album at all?
You ever listen to it?
Yeah.
No, that you were put out. do you remember your album?
First album, Jason.
This has been so long that you forgot where you came from.
I put out so many. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
I think, like, albums, I think for us were like, at least for me, like, it wasn't albums, it was Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Live at the Purple Onion was the first thing I probably watched all the time.
That's cool. That's a cool first thing to be affected by.
Yeah, like, yeah. I was like 13. I mean, I was into comedy, like, I was just Saturday Night Live and stuff. But Galifianakis was probably the first stand-up special I watched, which was amazing.
Yeah, that's the thing for comedy fans. It's like when he hit with The Hangover, and everybody's like, oh my god, you guys know Zach Galifianakis? And I'm like, yeah, like 10 years ago, I've been been watching his stand up for a long time. And
I remember his like half hour special. I just rewatched it the other day. It's somebody put on YouTube. He plays like the piano and stuff, and then he gets in tights at the end of it. Yeah,
he sings that like what the tiger? What do they call it?
The acapella group who sings about
it's some band tiger or something. I don't remember what the band's name is. Apparently, he just put a Craigslist ad out for that, and then got the acapella group.
Yeah,
same way he did Live in Purple Onion with just that like.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis was great. I remember the Amazing Jonathan. Do you guys remember that guy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was one of the first ones I ever saw.
Yeah.
Do like magic and comedy.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he like drank the whole thing of Windex.
Yeah.
And then, He used to do a lot of that. Like there was like a this like a giant thing of cocaine, and he would like try to snort it all. With his, and, like,
Yeah.
I used to watch just a ton of Comedy Central and SNL reruns all day when those were on Comedy Central also, and I don't know, man. I was a big comedy nerd, so I just, you know, I was always watching it all and trying to just take it all in. It was
Have you ever tried it?
No, never. Never done any comedy. Just never.
Have you ever been tempted to?
No, not really. I watch it. I go to the Funny Bone a lot. I go to a lot of the different clubs and things, and I follow a lot of people around. But yeah, never been anything to strike a chord where I want to get up and tell jokes.
Right on.
I probably would just end up.
It probably speaks to your mental health.
I would just end up doing somebody else's whole routine or something, and I'll start doing.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah,
it's interesting in stand up. There's such a you can't do anyone else's jokes.
Yeah.
But like in music, you could do covers all day.
Sure.
You could have a cover band and make money off of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be funny.
And it's not even just the same jokes. It's like the same copying their same style. People like
yeah, getting angry. Upset about that.
Yeah.
I've heard arguments like people saying I use that premise or whatever. And it's like how do you argue that? Like I mean, there's only so many things that, you know.
Yeah,
it's like oh, I have a joke about bicycles.
Ripping
me off.
There's like there's a gray area, but sometimes you can be like, oh, that's stolen for sure.
Sure.
I think you have to do that though when you're like starting out. Like not steal jokes, but like you're gonna be like your favorite
for
comedian.
Sure. Of course. Yeah. I think everyone is.
Well, I mean, look how many guys like came up like after Dane Cook that all would have the same like kind of stage present. You know, they all did the same Dane Cook kind of stuff or whatever. Daniel Tosh and stuff like that. Those guys hit huge and there was everybody like, oh, I can do that. And then they all went and tried to be like that on stage or do that kind of stuff. And
which is go ahead, sorry.
I think the worst comedian to imitate is Doug Stanhope.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good, but like all of like the worst new comics are Doug Stanhope clones. That's one thing that's just kind of like they get all the like crudeness and lose all of the like intelligence and charm.
Yeah.
Patrice, like people copy Patrice that way too.
Yeah.
You can never repeat. You can never recreate what he did. So don't even try.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
I was trying to think, man. There's some a bunch of those guys.
Just for the record, he's already leaving. I'm not a dickhead.
Another big one I remember. Early on, falling in love with is Mitch Hedberg. He's one just so good. And I've told the story before on here, but I actually got to see him at the pageant, like maybe it was like a month or two before he passed.
Before or after? Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify.
It was just last week. I ran into him at the pageant.
We don't know if he's really dead.
It was actually supposed to be like him and Stephen Lynch on a co-headline tour.
What a weird co-headline tour!
Yeah, and Lynch ended up dropping out because he got that.
I got you.
He got the.
I just learned how to turn on.
Wedding Singer on Broadway, so he was. So he was doing that, which was a pretty good deal for him too. They won some kind of like Tony or whatever.
Really?
Like it, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't heard ever. Like, I remember his special was really big 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
They play all the time on Comedy Central, but after that, I never heard anything about it.
What? I've seen Steven a bunch of times. But, like, he's put out an album not too long ago. It was called Lion, and it was like a double disc. And, it was pretty good. I don't know. It's hard to. Like, he came out real big with all that special Fred or Ed or whatever, knew about. It was a special Ed on the album, but when he put it on Comedy Central, they made him change it to Special Fred. Okay. And
good.
Yeah. Since I, and that was, I guess, I don't know if that had to do with like the crank anchors thing because they had special ed on there or yeah, what, but I don't know how that
really just didn't want to say special ed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but,
tone it down just a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, the lion. There's a couple of pretty good ones on there, but yeah, it's sometimes it's hard for those guys to kind of recreate that magic that you know that moment when
he was like the last big like guitar comedian. Yeah. Like nobody's done that in a while.
Sure.
I mean, Garfunkel and Oates do it, but
that's a good point.
Yeah, there's.
I mean, they're like a straight up comedy band though, right? They just do comedy songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like...
Is that what you... Oh, that's exactly what you're talking about.
Did he ever do, like, stand-up? He just did songs, right?
Yeah, I mean, he does, like, the banter in between, but, yeah, pretty much it's just the songs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like... I don't think he's ever went on stage without the guitar to do... Or, you know, that I've seen. But yeah, it's... like, I like... We talked just a bit off mic there, but like Henry Phillips, I love that his silly songs that he puts in. But he also can do straightforward stand up and
So. That dude is so funny.
Yeah,
he's the Punching the Clown dude, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that movie is hilarious. That's my only exposure I've had to him.
Oh, really? I saw him with it was for the sketch week they did with Greg Warren. It was down in the basement of Brennan's, I saw Greg Warren, Chad Daniels, Henry Phillips, Nikki Glaser, Josh Arnold. Anyway, but
cool. It's awesome. Yeah, that's an awesome show to see.
Yeah, and it was in like in the basement of Brennan's. It was like 10 foot across the room. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just like there's tiny. Yeah, it was really a cool experience. And
okay, I don't know if this is y'all's experience, like because. We do comedy all the time, and we do comedy basically for other comics, like the majority of the time at mics and shit. And Shane, you like it is cool to see someone that likes comedy that doesn't do fucking comedy. It's like insane, like a unicorn to me. Like, I've heard of people liking comedy, but I never. All my friends are basically all fucking comedians. So.
Yeah. No, I. I'll leave it up to you guys. You guys are a lot better than me. I can't. I don't want to. But I enjoy it.
It's fun. It's crazy. Like, I don't know. Just, yeah. Do you guys know?
I have the feeling like I would. Anything like I've ever like been passionate about, even for a minute, I've tried to do it and then failed. I'm like, all right, not like. Yeah.
I know one person in Chicago, but it's kind of creepy to me the way they are around. I don't want to give it up, but anyway.
Maybe it makes sense.
Like they might listen to this. That's creepy, maybe.
Well, I'm sure
we're not talking about you if you were listening.
I'm sure people have probably like, because I get you know I hang around a lot, so I'm sure people are like thinking, what you know, what's this dude hanging around? Like what you know, but.
You go to like I was telling them earlier, like you'll come to like a comedy show and you're like, I gotta go. I'm going to see this show at Off Broadway.
Oh,
like,
sure, yeah, I'll
that's
do.
So impressive to me.
I do two or three shows a night, a lot of nights, and it's
wow.
I usually wind up at a Oyster Bar or Beale or something where they go till 3 o'clock, so I'll end up you know shutting it down.
Bands and comedy.
I go to a lot of comedy and a lot of music shows, but. Oyster Bar and Beale or like blues bars downtown.
That's cool.
And they play live music till 2:30 in the morning. So
yeah, that's awesome. Man.
But yeah,
I got to go to New Orleans a couple years ago. And the live music there was like insane. Like every bar had a band until like 3 in the morning. You could see 3 different bands on the same block, and they just played all night. They're all good.
That's pretty much what Broadway's like now. Because like. Beale's on one side, Oyster Bar, and then there's BB's. They're all like right on the same block, so you can pretty much I bounce from bar to bar, just who's ever been playing and stuff. And,
awesome.
But yeah, I think I saw Ryan the other night with Bronger at Firebird, and then I went out to a show after that, and that was a good time.
We went to Steve's Hot Dog after that.
That's
you just did your fundraiser at Steve's Hot Dog.
Oh, right? It wasn't a fundraiser, just a party. Just Yeah, it's the Sunday was the 1 year anniversary of the show, and I partnered up with Steve and TikTok Taverns next door there, and we had just a big 1 year birthday party kind of thing for the show. Right. I had a 7X, you know, acoustic. I played all acoustic. It was with solos, duos, and one full band, and they all played from 11 to 5. It was a heck of a party.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sweet. Yeah, it went real well. We had a good turnout. I was trying to get, do some stuff, but we just ended up keeping it kind of simple. But hopefully, keep doing more of that. And I'd love to get into actually booking shows and bringing comedy and that's music cool. together. And
yeah, you're a very warm host.
Oh,
you're thank very you. Relaxing to be around. So.
Well, I guess yeah, that's a. I try to be cool.
You know what? I don't think you do try.
No.
And I think that's what makes you so warm.
Well, yeah. I've always been laid back. I don't know. I just,
Yeah.
That's how I am.
For sure.
Even after all drinking on this Mountain Dew.
Getting all fucked up a Mountain Dew.
You're sipping on that Dew. Is that an all day Dew?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm trying to pace myself. I don't want to get too crazy.
You are remarkably calm.
Yeah.
For nursing that dude.
Yeah, dude, I don't know how you harness that energy.
Right,
yeah. To respect it or to control it, I imagine, but I don't know.
So, I was going to ask you guys, too, about. So, Ryan, you still doing the bare knuckle comedy?
Yeah, we still do bare knuckle. Yeah. We have a monthly show at the Improv Shop now.
But do you guys do sketch stuff too, or are you guys pretty much just stand up? Or
this show, Cocaine Murder Jam, the one we're touring, we played a show with Ryan and Andrew last night in 10 feet over there. it is not real. It's got like a small kind of stand up part in it, but it's not really stand up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of halfway between, I guess, sketch and stand up.
Right.
And then it's kind of just, yeah, it's, I don't know how to talk about
it. Yeah.
You should learn how to, I guess, but.
I don't know. We want to play with, like, tension a lot, create a lot of tension,
yeah.
I guess, in the fish, I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, we talk a lot about, or, I don't know, like. Like when you have a bunch of bit ideas that doesn't fit. It wouldn't be like fit in a sketch show, like a pure sketch show, and it's not like pure stand up. I don't know. As like comedy is kind of blowing up, I feel like the genres aren't as like people are spilling over
for sure. Yeah,
a bit.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of kind of crossover, but you know, there's you know people doing sketch. There's doing. Comedy,
yeah.
There's doing improv, there's videos, it's all, and like it sounds like you guys are kind of just bringing a lot of it together.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So, but yeah. Even like Zach Galifianakis, we're talking about, is doing really untraditional stand up, and
right,
I guess
yeah.
kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like it's characters and, yeah, music cues and PowerPoints and,
right.
you know,
yeah.
multimedia stuff, and then mixed in with videos and sketches and.
I feel like this is really hard to talk about without saying specific bits.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you don't want to give that away. Like, yeah, you got to see it live. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
It's super cool live.
But, yeah, so, for Ryan, what, like, since you do both, you know, like I said, I saw you do stand-up the other night and stuff, but do you have a preference, or do you enjoy both sides, or with sketch and comedy? And, or do you,
I guess I like stand up more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just want to do fun stuff.
Yeah.
I guess.
Right.
Just work on the fun stuff. Every time that like I work at comedy, I think of this Big Boy lyric, where he's like, "Why do you guys always want to work on the fun stuff instead of like math and geometry? All you want to do is the fun stuff and get good at the fun stuff." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I want to do. Get good at the fun stuff." Yeah.
Why do you think stand up is more fun than sketch?
Sketch is hard for me, like
yeah.
real hard to make something that's like really good. Mm-hmm. Like you've got to be on the same page with the other person, 100%. And it's hard to get.
It's just harder to get good material out of it. because of all the...
It's a lot of hard work to make something.
Work,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that... what I would say is, like, being in stand-up, at least you're really only relying on yourself, you know, as mm-hmm. You can do a lot more on your own, where sketch, like I said, you rely on a team or, you know, or at least a few people to usually in the group,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
Because I think I started off doing mainly improv whenever mm-hmm. I started out. And then it's just like, yeah, relying on other people, like, and then
yeah.
you're just kind of like waiting around a lot, and then you're like,
yeah.
and then you make the move to be like, all right, let's do this, and then people quit. And you go, okay, well, let's do something else then.
Yeah.
Like, and then stand-up's the only thing that you can just do every day and not have to worry about other people.
Yeah.
Which is an awful thing to say.
No, that's totally true, though. That's like, it's nice to not... Like, I'm in charge of the room, and I am in charge of all the jokes. And, like, when you're on stage, like, just doing solo stuff, it's
yeah.
nice. It's kind of lonely.
Yeah.
It feels lonely.
I've done a few of these with some people, and I did one with a guy, and I got to, like, he invited me to do his... me and my buddy Jim went to his hotel room and record with him, and it was really it's quite depressing when you see when you see comedy not on the stage, you know, it's like just like to when the lights are off and like you see like what the daylight is like for a comic sometimes, like a touring comic, it's kind of depressing stuff. But I don't know. It's hard, but that's the thing. Like then you step on stage, and you know now you got to be the funny guy, and you got to keep people going for laughing for you know whatever time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But I guess that's what you know. That's what they always say. A lot of comedy comes from pain. So like you start to. When that you know you start to realize that like
so it's good to like hurt yourself.
Well, yeah,
be a masochist. Right.
Yeah. What do you guys think of SNL? Are you guys big fans of that stuff?
To be honest, no.
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 I like really enjoyed it as a kid, but now I don't watch it at all.
Yeah.
I still really enjoy it. Still a big fan. I didn't watch like the Louis C.K. opening monologue was amazing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's something that hasn't been done on SNL in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I'm in the minority, I guess, people today. But I don't know. I don't really get Louis C.K.
Yeah.
What don't you?
I just don't think he's that great. Like,
I think he's overrated.
Yeah, like, everybody's, like, on board with him, you know. I never watched the show, so I can't say anything about that, but I've seen some of his stand-up, and nothing's really captivated me to watch, you know, like, and I've never really got really into it at all. Like, there's a lot of other people I think are way funnier that don't have the TV deals and all the specials and everything, so.
Yeah.
That's, like, real... Shots fired today.
Yeah. probably not going to be doing the podcast now, but.
Have you asked him?
No, not yet. After this, I will, though.
Yeah. Get it out there.
We'll come hash it out on the show.
There'll be a Gawker article about this. This episode.
Written anonymously.
Yeah.
Like, some dude named Shane. And Shane always talks shit about Louis C.K.
He said he wasn't that great.
Right. No, I mean, you know. There's a lot of bands that I don't like that people love, and like you know, it's the same thing. Like it's just it's all
over
your taste. But like I just I feel like everybody's kind of jumped on that thing where they're like, oh my god, Louis C.K. is the best, and it's like I don't know. I just feel like there's other guys that are a lot funnier to me.
Yeah.
So.
I
but yeah, it's
I mean,
it's a compliment to the guy, though, like, that he's done it this long, and you know, he struggled for a long time before he ever made it, like...
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
He was, like, a writer on a ton of shows.
Yeah.
He's one of the original Conan writers.
Yeah. Like, he's just been in the game forever, and he's had a bunch of different things.
You're on Pootie Tang.
Yeah.
Which everybody always gives him, like, the... Well, it wasn't really... Like, he wrote it, but it wasn't, like, his movie. Like, people give him a...
I heard an interview where he said he was disappointed, like the network or something made him
cut a lot of stuff out and change it up.
Yeah,
it's still really entertaining.
Yeah.
Hilarious. I've only seen it on like VH1 edited on like a Sunday afternoon.
I think what it is, like, there's a lot of that, like, I don't know, just kind of, like, kind of he's angry about a lot of stuff, so I guess that's a lot of where I kind of loses me, like, I'm not an angry guy, so I don't really get into the...
Who would you say is your, like, favorite person to watch right now, or...
Shoot, I don't know, there's a bunch. Like, favorite local guy, I love watching Josh Arnold,
he's so good.
Josh is really good.
Yeah, so... Yeah. And he's a super nice guy too, and that's what for me when I meet these people and like when they're good dudes, like it makes me want to support them even more and stuff. So, because I've met a lot of them in some national touring comics. Obviously, they don't want to spend their night hanging out with some weird guy in St. Louis, but it is cool when they take a moment to at least say hi and shake your hand or whatever. Get to meet you a little bit or whatever, but I don't know. I can't think right now who would be a good national act of them, but
I was just trying to get a taste for your taste.
I like it all.
I'm assuming they've never heard Josh Arnold.
I'm a big he's sort of in there a little bit, but I like George Carlin a lot.
Sure.
I think he's just like a genius. Like his like.
Do
I
feel like George Carlin and not Louis C.K.?
Yeah, well, like I think Louis a lot more angrier, and like George is like got some anger in there, but like I feel like his premises, like there's some of the stuff. Like I remember one joke that always like stood out as like such a great idea was like the. Idea of like clearing out a state like Montana or something and putting like a fence around the whole place and making it like a giant prison and then splitting it like into quadrants, and then it said you have your murderers in one, your rapists in the other, and then like, and then once a month you would open up the gates and let them mingle, and then like you would put it all on pay-per-view, and then like that would solve the national debt crisis right there, like just put it on, put it on.
I was like, prisoners battle.
Yeah. So I was like, that's a great idea. Like that's. I would love that. But no, I've read his books and stuff, and he's I don't know. I thought he was one of the best. So
I knew a guy whose mom worked for a prison. And this is a horrifying story. But, like, the prisoners rioted, and there was, like, footage of it that he got to see. It was, like, in a training video for, like, when you go to work for a prison. Like, a few of the prisoners went to, like, the section where the pedophiles were, and they were still, like, locked up. And they made a flamethrower and burned the pedophiles to death. Like, they went and just massacred the pedophiles.
That's crazy.
Shit.
Yeah,
they just made a flamethrower.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know how to what. But like hairspray.
I imagine it like the guy in like Batman Returns where he just like drinks the whiskey and then shoots fire out of his mouth.
Yeah, maybe that's, I don't know.
Like a lot of like toilet alcohol. What is that called? Like
it's highly flammable. Hooch, isn't that the name?
Hooch?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, how many?
I don't know. That's the whole story he told me. He got to watch this video.
So oh, them burning to death?
Yeah, or something. Yeah.
Why would they put that in the training?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Was this a training video?
That's what he told me.
I watched pedophiles burn to death in a training video?
Yeah. And a bunch of other horrifying stuff.
Hmm. I imagine they like start like lighting them on fire, and then it's like freeze frame, and it's like, like the text comes in, it's like, what to do when pedophiles are on fire? Step one, dude. And it's like, it's still in the background, like these pedophiles on fire, just like bullet points.
Yeah,
cheesy like VHS.
Just, yeah, what
title slides?
just there's a blur over the like a single pedophile burning, and then there's just the text that scrolls across. I'd love to write that music.
You guys ever...
you're welcome.
I don't know if it just ruined the podcast. I thought the drum solos were bad, but...
I think between the drum solos and this pedophile's brain, your death story, like... I mean, you can cut all the other shit out.
You guys ever watch all that stuff on E-Bombs World? Whenever we were younger.
I used to watch E-Bombs World.
It was like... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh. I just remember there was like the big war with E-Bombs World. It was like E-Bombs World and like YTMND and...
Yeah. Mm. Well, there was a video that was on E-Bombs that and it made me laugh when you said the training video thing, because it was that one of like the sexual harassment video. And it was like... It was like... made to look real, but it was obviously like a whole joke too. But yeah. Like there was like I just remember like this guy like walks in by the copier or something like that, and he's like, man, it smells like vagina in here. And then like the girl's like, what, my vagina? And, you know, and like it was just like this whole like terrible acting and like all this stuff. And this,
oh, this, yeah.
I remember
oh,
that.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I remember that,
yeah,
because I was like a little kid and I'm like, I wonder what vagina smells like. The video didn't quite register with me yet, because I didn't.
Yeah, it was. That's you know, when the internet for us, when we started it, we'd spend Saturday nights at the house just watching YouTube videos and E-Bombs World videos, and just everybody would just, oh, you gotta see this one, and we'd pull up the next one, and like.
I remember those days.
Yeah, that was the shit.
Yeah, I just sit there crying, laughing, you know, hysterically at some of this silly stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, E-Bombs World, that was like a first internet hub. Oh,
yeah.
That was like one of the first, like, Party Town video hubs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that's
like
the
before
first
YouTube.
Right.
And...
Yeah, there was no YouTube.
Yeah. It was like that, like, you ever go to Intensity? That's another, like, just message board. Some ass list of shocking internet stuff, whatever.
I used to read a lot of Maddox to the best page in the universe.
Yeah.
For sure.
I read. I saw his. He. I hadn't seen his name in a while, but he. I follow him on Facebook now, and he posted something about Mad Max.
Yeah.
And it was like 100 out of 5-star review.
Yeah, his review.
So, yeah. Yeah. It was a really good one. Which, by the way, the movie is a great movie. If you haven't seen it,
I haven't.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
It's a good one. It's it's crazy.
I want to, yeah. It's on my list of things to do once we get back.
Yeah.
It's one of those things I just don't want to spoil for you. Like,
yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Thank you.
Go see it.
Should I go see any of the pre-movie?
I don't think you need to.
Yeah,
you don't need to.
It's an original movie. It's not, right? It's not, like, it's, you know, in that... world or whatever, I guess, but it's not like I don't think it's any kind of prequel or sequel or anything like that, so
yeah, because like those movies have always been, I think we were talking about this, Ryan, like Mad Max himself, like he's not like the center of the story, he's just kind of like the vehicle.
He's a pawn in this world, right?
Yeah, like, to allow these stories in this world to be told,
right?
So
you guys gonna go see Jurassic Park? Dress
pool. Yeah, probably tonight.
Yeah,
I got nothing going on.
Yeah,
I go see it.
Andrew was so against Jurassic World like 2 weeks ago.
I thought, because I talked, like my parents loved it growing up, but I never watched it because I was too scared.
Yeah,
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I was too scared. I don't know.
It was a scary movie.
I was a little scared, Cat. I know, like, I didn't see it to know that it wasn't that scary. Like, that's the impression I got.
I went back and, you know, just recently I bought the Blu-ray of the original and watched it. I guess it's all in Blu-ray 3D. I have a 3D TV and I was watching it at home, and, like, even for a post-converted 3D and a movie from... what, 97 or something, whatever, something like 95. That, or 95, whatever it was, something like that, But yeah, like, you know, it is really well done still. Like, it holds up some, you know, and like, but this, it's very suspenseful. Like, I mean, all that stuff, like, where T-Rex has got that outside that turned over Jeep and that girl's, like, you know, in the, and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, that movie's so fucking good.
Yeah. But it's, you know, for a kid, like I said, if you're, you know, little and you're watching this, like, this is real, you know, this dinosaur is going to eat this girl. And, like, you know, it's like, it's, it is kind of scary.
Would you feel good going out being eaten by a dinosaur? Like, would that be like, I did it?
No.
Who is that guy? What's the guy that gets, he's sitting on the...
Newman?
No, he's sitting in the toilet or whatever, and they...
It's Newman from Seinfeld.
No, he doesn't.
It is.
Oh,
he gets like the umbrella.
Oh, yeah, he's got the...
capitalist.
Oh, yeah.
He gets
That's
the, he's like the banker guy or something.
Yeah. And isn't he like, they're in the Jeep and then he's like 20 feet away?
Oh, yeah, he gets
shit.
The...
Yeah. Like, isn't that the setup?
Well, yeah, he takes off running to like that porta potty or whatever.
Yeah, Newman dies in a gross way.
Yeah.
He gets like the acid in
the because he tries to... Hate him, you know, because he shut down.
Yeah,
the
he's like shit in his eyes.
He was stealing all the shit and putting it on a barbasol can.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he put it in there with cream. He eat it. He remember. He like.
Yeah.
Like, puts it on like a croissant or something. They're like, come. Right. Or am I mate? I don't know.
Oh, you're totally right.
Okay.
There's a part when he's like escaping, and like he has to get out and like get the winch, and he like slips.
Yeah.
On like the wet rocks, and they add a slide whistle sound effect into it. It's like a non-diegetic slide whistle sound effect when he falls. Doesn't make any sense.
Did you guys?
Like, this is real.
Yeah.
I awesome.
Steven's never making fat jokes.
You know what? Me and my roommate made this video when we were trying to recreate the water scene, like, you know, the drop water. We're like, we cannot make this happen. Like, there's no way to make it ripple like that. And then we found this YouTube video, and they, like, found, like, the frequency of the water, and they're, like, making it vibrate through resonance of sound. Oh, it's, like, completely unnatural.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's like, because if you just hit the ground, your water just shakes around, you know, like you ever shake like, up a water. It's not like a perfect ripple.
I saw you guys ever watch those Honest Trailers at all?
See them posted, but I've never watched
them. Some pretty good ones, but you're going the slide whistle thing. They did an Honest Trailer for Lost World and talking about how they just rip on the movie pretty much. I mean, it was really funny. But the part that made me laugh the hardest was they talked about how they, you know, in the first Jurassic Park, there was the scene where the Velociraptors are like in there and like, you know, they hide in the cabinets or whatever.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about how like in Lost World they try to like kind of redo that, but with Jeff Goldblum running from the Velociraptors and then like. And they said they turned it into like a Benny Hill scene. So like they added the music that like they're doing all the Velociraptors all running around and falling off the roof of the building and all this stuff. Like and they speed it up like
that song is hilarious.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I love that song.
Can so, make any situation.
Yeah, it was just great. Like it was really funny stuff. So anyway, that's my plug for Honest Trailers. Check those out. There's a bunch of good ones on there, but it's just. It's really like all the ones like especially like the big movies like Dark Knight and you know Guardians of the Galaxy and some of the movies that everybody you know went out and seen, they really make fun of those big time because there's everybody loves them so they're easy to pick on them.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Bad Lip Reading?
Oh yeah, those are good.
So great. Yeah.
Those are fun.
I like the Walking Dead one,
I love sharks
and like the have you seen that one?
I've never watched the Walking Dead. Well, I've watched a little bit of the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Didn't they make him into NFL commercials? Like,
yeah.
Sold it to the NFL.
The
past year.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. They like did that for. They had like a new one that would come in every month.
Yeah.
Because like, did they do like the refs or something like the?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Walking Dead one's just funny because it's all the you know the zombie girls are coming in. They're all like, and like that's the whole thing. It was like they were like, I love sharks and like you know like just stuff they were saying and like It was pretty good. then they made like a music video with the kid Carl, and it was the Carl Papa or something like that, and that was pretty good.
Yeah,
too.
They did that at the end of the Hunger Games one too. And the silliness of that, it makes me so happy because like they do the like lip reading thing, which is obviously really silly, and then
right.
But then they like compound the silliness and they like keep following these layers of silliness
yeah.
that they built for themselves, and then they end with that music video, and it's like. So it's like 8 degrees removed.
The Game of Thrones one, they like the premise of it is like they're all like actors at like a Renaissance fair thing, like in modern times. Like it's like a theme park. Mm-hmm. Like everything in Game of Thrones is like this like Renaissance theme park, and so so it's like almost like played like a sitcom, kind of like a comedy drama sort of thing. And like they're funny. I don't know how they do it.
Well, guys, I think we'll wrap this up.
Right on.
But yeah, you guys want to plug your Twitters or any of that stuff or wherever people can find you?
Nick's Pub Open Mic.
Yeah.
Every Sunday, 9:30. Is
Sunday
that what we do?
Sign up 9:30.
Sign up 9:30.
Show
starts
10:30.
Whenever.
Unless there's a game on, we gotta wait.
That's a great place.
You guys got Comedy Murder Jam or
yeah.
Cocaine Murder Jam?
Cocaine Murder Jam.
Yeah. Check out
yeah.
Cocaine Murder Jam. Google it or something.
Yeah, Google it or something. We have a show in, this will not come up before then, but we have a show tonight in Iowa City, Chicago on Saturday, and Milwaukee on Sunday.
And then we're doing another one in Chicago on June 21st. We're doing
yeah.
a small portion of it with some dudes from L.A., Jay Weingarten, Mikey Campman are
mm-hmm.
doing a show.
Where's that at?
It's at this bar called Pie. It's where you haven't been there. It's where I run an open mic. End of showcase.
Cool.
Yeah. It's gonna be a pint, fancy beer comedy hour. Beer belly open mic. The Yeah Buddy Awesome Time.
Just go through the fucking
yeah. Yeah. I have a podcast called What's Good with Jason Milton. Sometimes I'll tweet conversations I have with Roman Leo. That's at Roman Jason
Keep
Tex.
Going. Let's go.
What else?
I don't follow me on Twitter. Diet
Twitter handle.
Mike Knish 69. If you love comedy on the internet, please follow me. If you love to laugh, like I love to laugh. No one ever follows you. Like, I don't think that. I never listen to anything and, like.
Oh,
shit, I better. Oh, God, I get a pen. Stop. I gotta get a pen. Fuck. And, like, I never.
I swear to God, this guy at an open mic just bombed so hard for 4 minutes. And then at the end, plugged his Instagram. Oh, get my phone.
I listened to the Crab Feast with Jay Larson and Ryan Sickler, and Larson always started plugging his Pinterest account on there. He's like, yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and like, and then I don't know, just it's just funny how many people like how much different stuff that they're, you know, social media and
yeah, follow me on Zanga.
Zanga.
Angel Fire website.
GeoCities,
my tripod.
I do a lot of cool text art.
I feel like a lot playing of really cool
online risk whenever you get the chance.
Check out my Sherlock Holmes furry art on DeviantArt.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of cool Sherlock Holmes furry gifts I've been into.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. just a few more things to plug.
Check out Instant Expert Podcast. I host it.
That's a legit plug.
Yeah, it's
real. Okay.
Instant Expert's
yeah.
a real thing. Check out Picnic Time.
Picnic Time.
It's me and Justin Luke. We run a alternative comedy showcase at Art Bar once a month.
That's where you have the alternative show, right, at the Art Bar.
Yeah. It's in the back. It's sometimes a yoga studio. But we put couches back there. It's an alternative to yoga.
All right, that's it, guys.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
Do you clap their song?
Sure.
Yeah.
Stick around after this for our sweet drum battle. There we go. And
fucking buckle up.
Enjoy. Yeah. Thank you. My beer.
There's pulp in this orange juice, but I don't think it's supposed to be orange juice. Like,
what are the rules?
Shit falling from the ceiling.
I don't do beats.
Strictly a non-beat drummer.
Strictly non-beats drummer. So if you do very expressionist jazz.
Inspired to sit right over.
Nope. Okay. Is this just a drum?
Strictly drum solo podcast. Only.
My main inspiration is that one arm guy. I'm nervous. Feel good at all. I thought it would feel great. Yeah, it's not feeling good.
can I throw like some words at you and you just like interpret them?
Sure.
Baby basket.
Baby basket.
Baby basket. Show me baby. Okay. Paper plates.
Okay.
Paper plates. Show me paper plates.
I'm really feeling the paper on this one.
Yeah, I felt
the paper was definitely
the plates though.
I wasn't gonna say it. I wasn't gonna say it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be like deconstructed.
You don't like it?
No, I like it. It's just that, like, in terms of like, filling, you got the paper, but
paper was
guys,
paper
am
was
I alone on this?
No, paper was.
I was there, just
there.
Like fucking
was the,
paper.
What was the plate? Maybe I'm.
I think we just need to hear it again. I think we just need to hear it one more time.
You missed it. That's why.
The plates really start to come in on that.
Yeah. Like, definitely room for improvement. Paper's there, or plates are definitely
and,
more there.
And now I'm asking, like, is this a paper plate with, like, food on it? Or is this an empty paper plate? Because now, like, I just want to know more about the paper plate and...
There's a lot of space you could be filling in, I feel like.
Well, that's the beauty of art, is it's open to the interpreter to...
I feel like this is kind of a cop-out,
choosing to see food on this plate.
Yeah.
There you
can choose to see food or not.
And
what food are you... Seafood?
Have you ever eaten seafood on a paper plate?
That's actually a good point. It's either like directly on the table or a regular plate.
They just dump like crawdads on the table.
Lobster on a paper plate. That's so funny.
You have a baked potato. Just imagine coming into that.
I've eaten Long John Silver's out of my hands. does that count?
That does count. Paper plates. When does the paper plate stop? When does it begin? I think that's a real
question. Well, I think that's a real important question as we're getting into.
But I think we need to hear it one. I think we need to hear it one more,
more time. Yeah,
more time.
I think it's gonna really clear up a lot of stuff for us.
There's a lot to kind of decompress.
I think it asks more questions than it answers, to be honest.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is a bad thing. I think that's maybe...
Because now I'm just saying all paper products.
Right.
Just all paper products.
I wasn't expecting to see that, though.
No.
It really caught me off guard.
But it's not, like, unfocused. It's, like, it's unfolding before you. It's not like, oh, here's all these products. It's, like, opening you to this world.
Yeah. It's like a blossoming flower.
But I'm really glad that I'm not even seeing, like, Dixie paper products. Like, it's feeling so good. Like, it's just...
Yeah, I feel like that would be, like, kind of the obvious way to go.
Grassroots paper products is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Just homemade, probably.
Yeah. Homemade paper products.
Yeah.
I get that.
Like, it's a very slow, laborious process making our paper products, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it.
Like water and glue and newspaper
right.
paper products.
Yeah.
Old newspapers.
Time consuming.
All that construction paper.
Just smells. Takes up a lot of space.
Yeah. A lot of dedication. A lot of respect for those folks.
Ruin a lot of relationships through that.
Yeah.
I'm not, yeah.
Making paper products?
I put a lot of stress on my dating life making paper products like that.
Yeah, you should see this guy's real home wrecker.
Can only imagine.
Yeah, thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jason.
Well,
I think we need to just hear it like one more time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. That you asked me just now.
Put it on a picture disc with paper plate on the picture disc. There you go. There you go.
That would be.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
I feel foolish that we haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
It's the next thing we need to buy is picture disc maker.
Yeah.
They have those on Craigslist.
I don't know what a picture disc is.
I'm having trouble too. What's a picture disc, Shane?
There's vinyl records with pictures on. I have a Fat Boys record with it's a slice of pizza, or it's a whole pizza.
You drop
it on your record player and it's the full record, but it looks like a pizza.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like a picture of a pizza pressed onto a record.
Yeah. So you could do that.
You could have
a vinyl record that looks like a paper plate, and it's just that. Paper plates.
Oh, okay, I get it. So it's like
the record itself,
and then they cut into the record that is made to look like a paper plate. Right? Is that what I'm...
It's just a record.
This is a record, and when you look at it...
I feel like we're really overanalyzing.
I'm excited.
I just...
Yeah.
I just need...
How many picture records are there? Are, like, picture records expensive?
I mean, I'm really like all about the same price. I mean, it's just like there's.
See, you get a picture along with the record.
No, the record is the picture.
Yeah.
I've got like. I also own the Lion King soundtrack, and it's.
No shit.
Yeah.
I the button, yeah.
On
yeah.
Vinyl.
Yeah.
Wait.
That
so
is so
the,
cool.
Yeah, what's the picture of the?
It's the cover where he's holding. Simba up in the air.
Oh, that is so cool.
That is really cool. What's the monkey's name?
So,
what's the monkey's name?
Rafiki.
Rafiki.
Oh. Yeah, we got a couple of them. And some of them, you know, like just a splatter pattern. There's different like colors and stuff. They're not all just black records. But
do you remember that scene in The Lion King where Rafiki, like, takes some dust out of the air and he mixes it in a coconut with like some paste and stuff, and then he puts it on the tree, and then like in 3 days he's like, the king lives. Remember that? The king is alive.
Shit. Who voiced Rafiki?
I don't know.
Okay. Never mind. James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
No.
He's correct. I don't know.
He did Stop.
Oh, man. Did he really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He's the dad.
Mustafa, dude. Mustafa was fucking ride or die.
How many more Lion Kings did they make? There was like five after that, right? There's like Lion King Christmas, Lion King Easter,
Lion King Columbus Day.
Lion King in space.
Dude, you know about the series that is legitimately insane is Air Bud. There's like four of them.
Oh, there's... Once you get the little buddies, there's like 10 of them.
Okay. So the first one is...
Don't even get me started on little buddies.
Yeah. Don't get me started on little buddies.
The first one is a dog can play basketball. Second one, dog can play basketball, and there's a female dog. The dogs get married. The third one, they have puppies that can speak English.
Air bodies.
Yeah, that's
when
the
whole sequel
takes
a whole shift.
Yeah.
Fourth one, they go to space.
Yeah. Is it crazy that we accepted dogs playing basketball before we accepted women playing basketball? Like that. Like we were totally on board with
you
that.
You mean like in terms of like popularity, like. Like the Air Bud movies are more popular.
Is
than
Air Bud more popular than the WNBA? I don't know.
I think it probably is.
This is really depressing. This is being.
Wait, and the criticism is the same. Like, fucking Air Bud can't dunk.
Oh God, what do we do? So Shane, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Putting this on your podcast,
oh, yeah,
comparing.
You
want to
get out? You gotta put on a drum beat, Shane.
Oh yeah.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are ready for this.
Oh, I'm not. But I want it to happen anyways. And I want to learn from it.
I don't think I've ever drummed. First time. Like on an actual kit.
Let's see here.
One of these things.
Or your twit.
Yeah.
That's connected to your back.
Right.
It's just like a little baby. It's a little Siamese. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And it has its own podcast.
Sorry.
It's a little headphones. With some like Inception shit right there. The podcast within the podcast.
This is the podcast that my twin that's connected to me records. While I'm recording another podcast covering local art and culture.
What's his podcast? It's like a food blog type podcast. He's a foodie.
Just a podcast. Snacks and babies.
Snacks and babies. Yeah. Babes and snacks.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah. Do we get all the drum stuff that we wanted? Do you want to like record upstairs talking?
Sure.
For
sure.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Let's
I don't
do it.
Know.
Do you have time?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long do we do?
17 minutes.
I mean, how long are you shooting for? I just feel.
Yeah.